Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
We're taking charge on a Tuesday. When it comes to taking charge, there are very few men in the world who know how to take charge quite like these two do.
On a Tuesday.
Whether that voice of yours is problematic, bro. It's just smooth.
It's a little more popular than me. Like, sometimes girls threaten me and say they want to date my voice.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Why is it a threat?
Because it implies cut his vocal box out of his body.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Thank you very much.
Sometimes I'm driving or I'm watching TV or whatever, and suddenly your voice comes on. I'm like, that guy. Where's that guy? There he is. He's trying to sell me this or tell me that. Tragic. Or do this.
Eesh, man.
But sometimes it's serious stuff that you're trying to tell me.
I'm sure your mom doesn't even believe you. Like, mom, I know this guy.
I know that guy. Where's he hanging out? Lesejo's also hanging out.
What's up, yo?
How many suits do you own?
That's a trick question.
I actually counted mine the other day. They're like 20.
20?
Yes.
What are you doing with 20 suits?
Guys, you know, some days... come on, breathe. Take a deep breath. So, no, it's because I'm, you know, operating in environments where I really need to wear suits almost every single time. It's either I'm emceeing something for, you know, for some, you know, Sun International, or I'm at Macro, or I'm doing, you know, there's always something. And especially nowadays, because now there's photos being taken and everything, there's magazine covers and things.
You have to look good.
You can't wear that same suit and then they're like, oh, I saw you on the issue of Destiny Man with the same suit.
I thought you just changed the tie.
Well, the other thing is that we are now in a generation that's different from before. You know, now suits are colorful. Now suits have different patterns and all these things. Back in the day, one black or charcoal suit and you're fine. You just change your tie and you're good. But nowadays, you know, it's not just about the black suit anymore. Sometimes you gotta go, you know, maybe with a lovely velvety suede-like feel to it, or maybe, you know, make it like something that looks a little denim. And, you know, there's all sorts of things. Yeah, man. So you just gotta be on top. But I also love suits. Like, you like sneakers? I love suits.
I don't think I've even worn a suit this year.
Jeez,
yeah, I wonder if my suit pants even fit in winter.
I was actually about to think the same thing about jeans. I had to go and buy jeans recently because I haven't been wearing jeans for a very long time.
That's like the only thing I have. Oh yeah, Lesejo, how many suits do you own?
I'm not that bad, guys. I mean, I'm in a bank, but I probably only have like 7 or 8.
Okay, but you change it up. It looks like it's a new suit every time.
Maybe it is a new suit every time.
Maybe it is a new suit every time. And yours look like they're tailored as well.
Yeah, they have to be.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to. There's nothing worse, especially if you're in corporate and you're surrounded by suits. You can very easily pick up a tailored suit and a non-tailored suit.
So does that mean making it from scratch, or do you still buy it at the store and then get it altered?
It depends. If you really like, so sometimes you'll just walk past the store and look really good and you really like it. Okay. Take it to your tailor and get it tailored. The one thing that I can give some advice on is get a good tailor, someone that can make it from scratch and someone that can alter really well.
All right, it's cool. I'm going to check out the yellow pages later. I need this hoodie to fit a little differently.
Goodness. Well, I must commend you. You know, every single time we have our conversations, normally you're wearing black. Today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we've made some great progress. I have a feeling that we went over the cliff because from black, Ari is gone. To purple and yellow.
That's it, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard for you to imagine that. So, yeah, purple and yellow.
You'll see in the picture. I'm wearing purple and yellow. It's a very rare sight. Okay, we got to take charge. It's a Tuesday. And today we are speaking about two concepts and two very big words here. Woman. Women aren't concepts. Rewind that. But we're talking about women and leadership, and specifically women in leadership, and if women are taking charge in leadership. So now three men are going to discuss this.
Yeah, we're discussing this based on our point of view.
Okay, right. Tell me.
Yeah, so here's the situation. We, for instance, as Unplugged and In Charge, before we were known as Gentlemen by Choice, we went and we formed this organization. When we started, we came up with this young leader seminar. We had a really cool seminar. It was the four of us speaking, me, Lesejo, Vaughn, and Simpiwe, and it was great. Feedback was fantastic. One of the comments that did come through, though, was, why aren't there any girls in here? Same thing happened with when we had the radio show in the beginning, when it was Gentlemen by Choice. Yeah, it would be nice to have a girl somewhere in there. And I think on Saturday, I went to another event, and they had this lovely panel discussion there. It's actually still happening at the Nazarick Expo Center. And the panel was a couple of guys again who have done really great things in entrepreneurial spaces and so on, and even the MC was a guy. And again, a comment of, why isn't there any girls, you know, doing this? Now, it's easy to ask, why isn't there a girl also eating the cake? But what we should be asking is, why aren't there any girls part of the process of baking the cake? Because it's easy to just want to be the girl in the left seat of the GTI, but you know what I mean?
What?
No. This is Cliff Central. Let's just talk without being shot, okay? So it sometimes seems as if it's so convenient to just let the guy hustle when it's still that messy situation, unattractive look of baking a cake. But when it comes to eating the cake, now why aren't girls also out here eating the cake? You know, so this actually, if you try to unpack it to see where does this stem from, it might actually come from, you know, just the way people are raised, the way the society is in general, in the beginning. Boys are taught, you know, go out there, go work, and you know, that's what you should be doing. You should hustle. And girls are, just be pretty. You know, that's the stereotypical society. That's what we get shown on the everyday. Girls are supposed to be pretty. That's your first duty. Your second duty can be to, you know, to do well in school and stuff. But your first duty is just to be a really good looking person. Get married, get a family. That looks like it's priority number one. In fact, some girls, if they think about it, the parents, especially the dad, all he wanted was for you to finish school without any kids. And after you did that, now all I want for you is to just get married, just have some kids, and have a happy family. But with the guy, he wants, you know, hey, you better, you know, build an empire. You better hustle harder. You know, if Lesego comes home and says, Dad, look, I bought you a BMW. He's like, okay, but now you're going to have to get a Lamborghini. So, you know, the bar still increases. And guys are supposed to be these industrious workaholics. And ladies are supposed to be these loving, caring, beautiful people. And so sometimes because of the way society is set up, even when girls are out here trying to strive for things and to try and strive for industry excellence, they are, you know, they even have inner conflicts of, should I really be hustling so hard? Like, my parents didn't want me to hustle this hard. You know, be kind to yourself, just be elegant and beautiful, and have a knight in shining armor to sweep you away off your feet. So to me, it feels like ladies always have to you know, they've not just fighting the outside world, but there's also an inside, you know, inside struggle as well. And that sometimes is what holds them back from building their own. So instead of them having to build their own, they have to almost rely on policies to involve them or include them in already made things. You know, like how we're saying, we need a female owner of Cliff Central. All right, fine. Cliff Central is a different story because, you know, Rena and Gareth worked on it together.
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah. But what I mean is, now we need a black owner. And how's that going to happen? Because she wasn't part of building this, baking this cake. But now we want her to own a piece of this cake because we need more black ladies owning the piece of the cake. You see, now it becomes a little awkward because, why weren't you here when I was baking? Because baking was unattractive. It wasn't looking nice. But my cake looks nice. My GTI looks nice. It's nice to sit on this left seat.
Lesego. By the way, Wes, I did not think that was going to come from you.
No, no. Look,
you were
guys,
the last. Of, no, this actually, is the safe environment. Would have been the last one. I would have thought. I thought anything like that was going to come from Lesejo.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous. What bombs?
So I'm influencing
now.
Him in the right way, right? Yeah. I like this. No, listen. I have to agree with what Wes is saying. It's an uncomfortable truth, right? I think there are huge psychological issues in society in general. Basically, we're all just messed up quite a bit in the head. And you can't really blame women, because if it's something that you've been taught since you were like 10, you know, and you've been cultivating that type of culture, you're going to be that type of chick. But I think nowadays things are moving at an extremely fast pace, and I think people are struggling to keep up. So, and especially when it comes to the gender, when it comes to the gender politics, it gets very touchy, because you could say pretty much the same thing about BE, right? But I know in a country like South Africa, those type of issues are very, very sensitive. But I think now, really, there is no, inverted commas, there is no excuse to want to be included when you weren't baking the cake. And I can hear Wes's frustration, because especially as a bunch of guys, we worked really hard to do what we do. And for anyone to say, listen, we need to include a female in this just to balance out the genders, I don't even see how that's a necessity. You know, you can have your views, but if you weren't there baking the cake, really, you can't sit on the side.
I gotta get a female perspective. Producer Kat is sitting in the room next door, and I can't quite read her face.
But before she says anything, look, this is not saying all women.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is just saying if you feel you're different, chances are you're part of the elite strong ones that are actually out there being different, you know. But the problem is that this, we're just talking about how the system is set up. We're not saying how the products come out. So you might be one of the good products, but the system is set up badly.
Okay, Producer Kat, are you ready to weigh in with some comment there? She's just speaking to the South African feminist movement on the phone. As soon as she puts it down,
I am so scared of this phone call.
Kat,
yes, what do you want to know?
Just your thoughts on what Lesejo and Wes are saying.
About women
and the cake.
Women and the cake. Yeah, we also want to eat cake.
Exactly. Exactly.
We must be in higher positions, yes.
Exactly.
You see?
Take your place, black woman.
It's easy to say.
Sit down,
take your
black
place.
Men.
and you know what? It's
come big, black woman. Come big.
but you know, it's the same thing of saying, you know, fathers, and yeah. I'm gonna be quite brutal, but I say black fathers, you know,
yeah,
not the most nurturing people in the world, you know, and it's because again you're raised to be brutal and work hard and slay, but no one ever taught you to be compassionate and to raise people in the right way, and hence why you have so many father children issues, I guess, and again, you know, there are phenomenal women in society doing incredible things, but there's just too few of them.
Okay, so let's wrap it up with how we change that and the message and the big takeaway here. If we take away, if you're a woman and you're listening to these two men speak now, what should you take? Okay, just you wrap it up.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm not getting my hands dirty.
No, these conversations here are normally things that most people try to shy away from. But it in the end of the day, it becomes the, you know, the elephant in the room that we just need to get out of the way. So what I'm saying is, it's simple. As a lady, I know that there are a lot of ladies out there who really have that vision, who believe in something before it even happens, before they even see any evidence of it, but who are just willing to, you know, to stick it out and work hard until that thing becomes a reality. And we need more such ones. So you, great if you like that. And you need to make sure that, you know, the younger generation that follows you and that looks up to you sees that, okay, but this is something that I can do. Mm. And women need to be able to work together to create things and to invent things and to pioneer in certain things as a collective. Because most of the time, the successful women that you do see did it on their own.
Yeah.
Whereas you can see a couple of guys who did things as a unit, you know. And it's rare to see women that do things as a unit like that. So
gotta make that change.
Yeah. And I mean, it might even be because of the popular pull her down syndrome that ladies, you know, have that thing of I want to pull her down, but when they see a man in a leadership position, it's a natural scene.
It's powerful words. Lesejo, you got 30 seconds to land this.
As a guy, suck it up, be a man, and make sure that you empower women around you, especially if they have potential. Because a lot of the time, you can't see your own flaws, so you need someone else to help you out.
Absolutely. There you go. It's a Take Charge Tuesday. Whether you like what they say or you don't like what they say, they're going to say it. It doesn't matter. That's how they think you should take charge. Thank you so much. That's Wes and Lesejo there. Of course, you can touch base with them for a full hour every Thursday between 12 and 1 on Unplugged and In Charge. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.